assess the fairness of city employees' salaries and pensions. Mr. Orrick.
First of all, the pensions are set by the state. The police and fire pensions are set by the state of Illinois legislators. We have no control over them. But we have to adhere to them. We have to adhere to them on the funding and what they get paid. They get a yearly cost of living in them. The only thing I think is that Springfield needs to address the problem they've passed to the cities. When you talk about unfunded mandates, this is one of the top ones. And I think as we've grown now and there's more and more people reaching retirement on these, we need to address it. For instance, I believe now, the last count I had, we now have approximately 71 retired firefighters or drawing pensions. A lot of them take their pensions and go to work someplace else, but they still get their pension. We have 60-some retired police, and likewise some of them are working. I asked Mr. Wolf, what's the problem with this? Because I always heard that when Social Security gets down to 1-to-1, we're in trouble. Well, we're past that. We've got more retired than on the payroll, and I believe it's a problem that has to be addressed.
Mr. Brown.
I want to start with a question. What do we deem as fair? As citizens, if we're honest with ourselves, and that's the way I'm going to be, don't we all want good paying jobs? So then at fault, if you're in some of the most critical core services, public safety, we're upset at them because they make a reasonable wage. But I do say I feel it's a wage that's fair to other communities. So it's not exorbitant. It's not way beyond others, because that's what we all strive for. And if you're willing to put your life on the line too, then I think you should go to school and do that. But instead, we always seem to want to pick on these people. But I agree, there's issues, and I would concur with Mr. Orrick when it comes to the pensions and how the funding's going to occur. So there's a bigger picture here. But I'm very careful to say that I feel, how do we define fair? So,
Mr. McCabe.
Well, as we listened to all the council members talk, we heard them praise the services that the city is providing. The reason these services are so well is because we offer people a respectable salary. We also have a large number of people who work for the city who have a higher education than just high school. We take a look at the entire makeup of the community, and you're going to see that the city employees' educational level is extensively higher than it is of the city as a whole. And one thing I think all of us were taught at a very young age is that education is what gets you a better job. Now, are we paying these people a ridiculous salary? No. Are we giving these people golden parachutes? No. What we are doing is trying to ensure that we're going to keep the best. You heard a lot of people talk about how terrific our police and fire are, and they are. But if we're not willing to pay them, they're not going to stay. And so everything has its cost. If we want to have the best fire department around, the best police department around, we're going to have to pay for it.